up the middle. The Pirates split their offense out.
Wow, that is a game changer right there. To start out the Harbor Beach offense, kickstart my heart right there, as Motley Crue says. They just marched 95 yards down the field in two plays, a 75-yard rush from Sloan Klasky, and then before that, a 20-yard rush on the quarterback keeper from Kraft himself.
Well, CH&S would say, way to go, and let's get one of those hot wood stoves and set it out here and warm these Pirates up, or Bearcats up, and get them going also.
So, as Ron was getting our free publicity and shameless plugs, there, Harbor Beach went for the extra point. Kraft had the kick, but there was a flag on the play. Almost looks like a...
illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure on Harbor Beach, so we'll see what the end result is. They're going to push it back another 5 yards, so it's going to be a 7-yard push for the Harbor Beach Pirates on the extra point. Are they going to go for two now, or are they going to keep... Looks like they're keeping the kicking team out there.
Yeah.
Kraft now does all. Kraft dinner, Kraft kicking, Kraft passing, Kraft running. Doesn't matter what it is, it's good in the blue box or the white jerseys.
Or Ricky's Donuts.
And Kraft pops that one through the uprights, and it's 7-0 Harbor Beach with 6:02 left in the first quarter. It's time for a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW, Harbor Beach 7, Ubley nothing.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Ubley. Harbor Beach gets on the board first with 6:02 left in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Harbor Beach.
Sloan Klosky took the hand off of Kraft and ran with it.
And he didn't look
just
back.
Just like our last commercial. He never stopped until he got in the end zone.
75-yard rush there from Sloan Klosky to get to the end zone. Kraft now doing the kicking duties on both sides of the ball. And that's going to be a touchback. Kraft gets that one to bounce at about the 2-yard line and into the end zone, so Ubley will take over at their own 20-yard line.
The Pirates have the wind at their back right now, and that's why the also went on defense. Coach Rubel is using a 10-man front with a safety back. So wisely using the wind and forcing Ubley to go to the air.
So Ubley now back on the field after a quick short break after two plays from Harbor Beach. Ubley now on their own 20-yard line, first and 10, 80 yards to go to the end zone with 6:02 remaining in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 7, Ubley nothing. Drake hands it off to one of his running backs. Looks like number 5, Jason Kaufman, doing the ball-carrying duties. He gets about 5 yards on that one. Second and 5 coming up.
It looked like Sloan Klosky made the hit for the Pirates as he dove in there, but Ubley... Clark was moving that ball until they were going to try a trick play and do something they shouldn't.
That's
pass
right.
The ball.
Looks like Michigan State there when they dropped that egg at
what
Notre Dame.
What was the name of that team?
That's right. I said Michigan State dropped the ball last week. So Drake under center, wing tee for Ubley, going right to left, cross Raider. Hands it off to number 5 around the left side, but meets a Harbor Beach Aaron Ginther there, looks like.
Yes, it is. He's the corner that's playing up tight, but I believe they... looks like the guy in the far side is going to mark him just short.
So about a 4-yard gain there when he's pushed out of bounds by Aaron Ginther. Bringing up third and short. Third and 1 for the Bearcats at their own 29-yard line. A 4-yard gain from Jason Kaufman, number 5. His 5th carry for 19 yards tonight. Thus far, little over five minutes left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 7, Ubley nothing. Ubley comes out in the wing tee. Expect nothing less. Drake under center evaluating the defense. 10 men in the box for Harbor Beach, 1 man center, or safety out back. Hands it off, same play. Jason Kaufman to the left side, gets through a hole, and good enough for a first down. Move those chains, Ubley. Gain of 4 to the 33-yard line. Jason Kaufman doing most of the duties tonight.
22, Colin Part made the hit for the Pirates, but not until Arbor Beach or Ubley picked up their first down.
So first and 10 for the Bearcats, starting to march down the field. They're at their own 33-yard line with a little under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're reach around the wood here to see the scoreboard to our far right at Herp Field, in fact.
Well, just don't fall out.
That's right. Drake hands it off to his ball carrier, number four, Jason Franzel, his third carry of the night. Moves ahead the line of scrimmage about 3 yards, bringing up second and 7.
Sloan Klosky on the hit as he tried to turn the corner, and Klosky was there to prevent him, number 45, from going any further around the right side offensively.
So Ubley has ran 13 plays in offense for 44 yards. Harbor Beach, 2 plays for 95 yards, yes. As Drake under center, 2nd and 7 with 3 men in the backfield, going right to left across your radio. Drake hands it off to Coffin, number 5, moves left to try to find that hole. Gets through the line of scrimmage, moves ahead for about 5 yards, but not enough for a first down, bringing up 3rd down at the 41-yard line.
Cole Part and number 22 and 81, Tom Sutherland, making the hit for the Pirates. Again, no good yardage pickup by the Ubley Bearcats, and they're able to run between the tackles against this Pirate defense.
So Kaufman has 7 carries for the night for 27 yards. He's averaging just under 4 yards a carry, bringing up 3rd and 3 at their own 41-yard line in Ubley territory. Ubley, Drake under center, hands it off to Kaufman, doing most of the duties like always. And a fumble on the play. He got about to the first down marker until it got popped out.
Derek Puff recovered it for the Pirates.
So a changeover of downs. Harbor Beach with the momentum all of a sudden. Kaufman, I think we can blame that one on the moisture out there.
Moisture, and he got hit a couple of times by the Pirates there. And as he was going down, he lost control of the ball, and he had the first down, Clark.
He did have the first down, but
absolutely.
Just like that, Ubley
turns it over.
Turns it over and back on defense as Harbor Beach has a short field to work with. They are now on Ubley's 39-yard line with 3:22 remaining in the first quarter.
And they have the wind at their back, so they're spreading everybody out again.
2 men each out wide each way. Kraft has Klosky in the backfield. That's it. Klosky goes out for the pass as well. Kraft in the backfield by himself. Rolling to his right has Avery Wainer, number 86, wide open. And he gets about 9 yards down to about the 30-yard line, bringing up 2nd and very short.
Jason Kaufman on the hit for the Bearcats. Again, the Bearcats did a better job, but the covering, but they kept everything in front. So bring a 2nd and short.
2nd and 1 for the Pirates. They're now on to the Ubley 30-yard line. As they can starting to march down the field with 2:50 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 7, Ubley nothing. Same format for Harbor Beach here. 2 men out wide each way with Klosky in the backfield. Hands it off to Klosky. Jumps over the line of scrimmage, has the first down, and then about 2 more yards. Brought down at about the 37-yard line.
Number 80 for the Bearcats, and only the shadow going to know who he is because I don't have him on my roster.
What number?
80, I thought.
I'm gonna blame your eyesight on that.
Is it 80 or 60?
I see neither number out there.
Okay, well, we'll call it 60 then, and Zach Primer.
That sounds right.
Okay.
I'm still seeing a zero. I can't tell. Anyway,
either.
1st and 10 for the Pirates. Far into Ubley territory. Kraft throwing out left. Looks back to pass. Gets hit on the play as Aaron Ginther's heading to the end zone. And he brings it in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginther with a 27-yard pass from Kraft into the left corner of the end zone. Harbor Beach strikes again.
Kraft rolled to his left. And the halfback watched the receiver go past him. And that's a cardinal sin. He blew right by him. And that was Ginther. And Kraft saw him wide open and threw it, and he was able to bring it down.
Ginther had him beat by about 5 yards there.
Absolutely. That's a mistake in coverage.
But Aaron Ginther, props to him. He got his feet down just in time before running out of the back of the end zone. So it's now 13-0 Harbor Beach over Ubley. As Kraft pops it through the uprights, PAT good. 2:10 remains in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 14, Ubley nothing. We'll be back right after this.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me.